From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. A.J. Martelli reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that four Ulster County residents have put themselves in isolation for 2 weeks following trips to China in case they have been exposed to the new strain of coronavirus. There have been no reports of the coronavirus in the Hudson Valley at this time. Ulster County Health Commissioner Carol Smith, in a release February 10th, said, and I quote, "I can assure Ulster County residents that our Department of Health, working with the County Department of Emergency Management and the Office of the County Executive, will continue to monitor this situation closely. We have been in daily contact with the DOH and have taken all necessary precautions to avoid the spread of this disease into and within Ulster County," end quote. The new version of the coronavirus has led to over 900 deaths and at least 40,000 cases, mostly in China. So far, the only cases in the United States originated in China. Doctors recommend regularly washing hands to prevent spreading the virus. And you can read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Diane Valvin reports in the Columbia paper that the 60-megawatt solar project Hegate Energy proposes to build near State Route 23 and County Route 7 in Carrieville is an old project. The new version Hegate calls Shepherd's Run is enlarged and big enough that it will not get local oversight. Instead, the company plans to get state approval through Article 10 of the state public service law that gets renewable energy projects a quick lane to approval. So Hegate project developer Alex Campbell says, and I quote, "We expect to have commercial operations in the third quarter of 2022. There is a 12-month Article 10 application process included within the timeline." Campbell says the project is so large it will power 60% of Columbia County's 25,000 households. The proposed project is on a section of the 900-acre Rosswaller Farm. COPEC supervisor Gene Mettler said, and I quote, "Since the project would be greater than the 25% megawatts, Hegate has told the town that they will proceed under New York State Department of Public Service Article 10 approval process. This means that the project is reviewed by a 7-member sitting board, which would include various New York State commissioners as well as 2 representatives of the local community, and may make it exempt from the COPEG zoning code," end quote. Hegate representatives say they will make public presentations about the proposal in a few weeks. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that state officials filed a lawsuit against the federal government February 10th and their plan to target New Yorkers from participating in trusted traveler programs. Attorney General Letitia James filed the suit after President Donald Trump's administration targeted just New Yorkers because the president does not like a state law allowing immigrants to receive driver's licenses. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "There are more than a dozen states, including red states, with similar laws, but President Trump and his enablers are once again taking their aim at New York's economy in a way that not only inconveniences travelers, but also creates very real security issues. Make no mistakes, we are fighting back and we'll be using every tool available to us to do so," end quote. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics website. Amanda Fries is reporting in the Times Union that a new poll funded by the New York State United Teachers Union says most New Yorkers want to increase taxes on the, and I quote, "ultra wealthy," end quote. The Hart Research Associates poll says 95% of Democrats, 87% of Republicans, and 89% of unaffiliated voters are in favor of a wealth tax and a pied-à-terre tax on expensive real estate. The teachers union hopes that part of that tax revenue goes to education spending. About 72% of poll respondents said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate who favors new taxes on the rich. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.